From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Gunmen reportedly wearing Afghan police uniforms stormed a packed shrine for Shiite Muslims in Kabul late Tuesday, opening fire, killing at least 14 people and wounding more than 30 others. Officials and witnesses said a suicide bomber blew himself up as the assault began in the Kart-e-Sakai area of the capital city, while two others were shot and killed by security forces, ending an hours-long siege. So far, no group has claimed responsibility for the deadly attack. Monitors say Russian jet fighters on Tuesday resumed heavy bombing in rebel-held eastern districts of the war-shattered Syrian city of Aleppo, targeting two opposition-held neighborhoods, killing more than 20 people. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights called Tuesday's onslaught the heaviest Russian bombardment since the government of President Bashar al-Assad announced last week it would cut back on airstrikes. Moscow has repeatedly denied attacking civilians in Syria, insisting its sole aim is targeting terror groups in support of the Assad government. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump lashing out Tuesday at fellow Republicans, but giving up on his campaign and focusing instead on House and Senate races. Trump told supporters in Florida his race for the White House is not over.
This is a movement like you've never seen before, and you will never see it again. If it doesn't happen on November 8th, it's never going to happen for our country. Believe me, it will never happen again. We are going to make history together.
But standing in Trump's way is Democrat Hillary Clinton, who is enjoying a double-digit lead in one poll. And experts are giving Clinton an 86% chance of winning the election. Top Republicans have seemingly conceded the presidential race to the Democrats. This is